This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Kanishka, how are Anglican churches celebrating Christmas this year?
Well, I think after a year of lockdown, we're really pleased to be meeting again, and to be able to do that in time for Christmas is wonderful. So I think most churches have got services on, they've got carol services on, they're expecting families, individuals, people who might never have been to church before at the end of this terrible year want to reach out and find out something about the love of God in sending Jesus into the world. Churches are open and welcoming everyone.
Oh, you think, Kanishka, that people might be searching even more than in the past, searching for Jesus off the back of the past couple of years we've had?
Well, I think that's right, because I think we've really been stretched to the limit and we've been confronted with the frailty of life, with our inability to be in control as much as we want to be in control of everything. We recognize that actually the world is a big place. We're not in charge of it. But the wonderful message of Christmas is that we're not alone. God has not left us alone in a world that we are not in charge of. He sent his son into the world as a demonstration of his love. Jesus is still the big news in town because he is still the sure point of reference that we can come to for a knowledge of God's love and care and involvement and plans for this world and for people in this world.
Kanishka, what level of celebration are you expecting among Anglican churches this year? You've already mentioned, and we all know, the kind of years that we've had. Is there going to be a massive party vibe going on in Anglican churches across Sydney this Christmas?
Look, I think we'll be singing the carols at the top of our voices because there's so much hope in the Christmas message and in the Christmas story. The hope in this child who will grow up not only to teach us about God, but to show us who God is, and by his life of service and his saving death, reconcile us to God and give us a future, give us a hope, give us a belief that there is a better world coming.
Kanishka, this has been your first year as Archbishop of the Sydney Anglican Diocese. You're leading the diocese. How do you think that is going to influence your personal celebration of Christmas this year?
I think I'll need a good rest.
But I mean, Kanishka, it's all been building to this point. Well, this and Easter, come on.
No, look, it's a great privilege. It's been a challenging year for me too, but I'm just so grateful that we've got such good news to share. And I think it's more important and more powerful than ever before, or at least in recent times. You know, we've really been forced to reach out not only to one another, but to really examine the foundations of our lives, what we're building on and what we're building for. And I think that the message of God's love in sending his son into the world is a message that takes us to the heart of that, gives us something really substantial. That's what I'll be talking about at Christmas, the way Jesus provides really satisfying, lasting food for us. Bread of heaven, the bread of life.
And you do find that personally, Kanishka, even when you get to a position where you're leading a church network. So for want of a better word, it's almost like your faith becomes a bit of a profession. But what I'm hearing from you, though, it doesn't actually become that. Instead, you get to exercise your faith through what you do.
Absolutely. I think, if anything, I am more thrown onto prayer and to God's promise in his word, because I've got nothing to offer people. The only thing I've got to offer to people is the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's a great privilege to be able to do that. I don't want anyone being confused about who the real deal is. It's Jesus. It's not any church leader, it's Jesus.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.